evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. I greet you all this wonderful evening, this wonderful Saturday. Wherever that you are, I just want to welcome you to your favorite radio, By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Wherever that you tuned from, you may be in France, you may be in Brazil, you may be in USA, you may be in America, wherever that you are, I welcome you tonight. I welcome you this evening. The time is exactly 6:05 CAT Central African Time. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo, on a lovely show that is called Time to Meditate. Now, let me just ask you, the song that is playing now is the song by Ada saying, "You are able, Jesus, you are able. Jesus, you are able." This song is from the album by Ada. Nothing is impossible with God. Everything is possible. Whatever that looks impossible, with God, everything is possible. Now, let me just ask you this wonderful question. Tell me, how was your day? How was this Saturday? Wherever that you are, maybe you were in at a stadium, at church, but tell me, how was your day? What can you share with us tonight, this evening? Remember, as I told you, that you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Now, I told you, I said to you that on Thursday we spoke about comfort zone. Now, I just want to continue from where we left on Thursday, and I believe that the Heavenly Father God is going to help us. Remember, every time when we start the show, we start our show by inviting God, because the Bible says, "Where two or three gather in my name, I am with them." I believe that as we are going to invite God, He's going to be with us. He's going to be with us during the show. Wherever that you're listening from, I want to say to you that you are just listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Tell me, how was your day? How was your day today? Now, I just gonna play the song by let's just use the song that is saying, "Let your will be done. Let your will be done" by "Let your will be done." That's a song that we are going to use to pray. "Let your will be done" by Jimmy D. Now, with this song, we are saying tonight, let your will be done in this show tonight. Let your will take place in this wonderful show. Now, just enjoy the song. After the song, what we will do is we will pray after this wonderful song. The time is exactly 6:10, which is CAT Central African Time, which is 18:09, which is 6:10 PM CAT Central Time. Now enjoy this song as the song continues to play. Wherever you are, I want to tell you that you can say, "Lord, let your will be done in my life. Let your will be done tonight in this wonderful show. Now enjoy the song. Play the song that says, "Let your will be done, have your way in my life." Now, I just want to say to you that what we are going to do is, I'm praying that, Lord, let your will be done in our show. Let your will be done in my family. Let your will be done in the church that I'm leading. Let your will be done in my businesses. Let your will be done in my children. Let your will be done in my company. Now, Daddy, we thank you. Forgive us our sins. In Jesus' name. Amen. Daddy, take your place. 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 That's what this song is saying, that let your will be done. I don't know in which situation are you. Maybe you feel like, but why me? But the song is saying, Lord, take your place in my life. We thank you, Father. Let your will be done in my family. Let your will be done in my children. Yes. Take your place. Take your place, Lord. Take your place, Father. In my business, take your place, Father. In my family, take your place. In my church, take your place. In my company, take your place. In my wife, take your place. In my heart. You listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The name of this show, it is called Time to Meditate. There is an evening show that starts at 1800 to 2100 CAT Central Time. Now, you can share with me whatever that you want to share with me tonight on the following platform. We are having our WhatsApp number. Now, our WhatsApp number is as this follows. +27 83 289 4658, especially to our international listeners. Wherever that you are, I'm saying to you, +27 83 289 4658. In South Africa, you just say 083 289 4658. 0548 You can use the very same number to interact with me, to interact with us tonight. Or you can go to Skype. You say BTGM Radio. Then you can chat to us. You can say whatever that you wanted to say. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. You can share with us the moment that the story that you want us to do. You can share with us your testimony. You can share with us whatever that you want us to do by the platforms that I gave you via WhatsApp, via email, which is radio@bythegrace.org, or via WhatsApp +27832894603284658 South African dial. You just see 8032894658 International +27008328946585. Or what you can do is you can go to our website. You say www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you will see on the right hand side of your display, it's saying we are online. Then what you do is you just straight away you chat with us. We are available to hear you. We are available to you with whatever that you wanted to share with us. Okay? Alright. Have your way in my heart. What you can do is, again, if you want to listen to us, you can just see Radio Line on Streamer or My Tuner or Online Radio Box, or when you are on our website, you just see Listen Live. Then you are able to listen to us live. It is awesome, and it is already awesome. And it is hot, and it is already hot. My name is Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. What a beautiful Saturday. Maybe because of our timing zone. It is Sunday, maybe. But I want to say to you that we thank God, and we believe that God is going to help us. Now, allow me to play this song once again, the song by Nara. Tim Godfrey saying Nara, then we will continue with our show. In other words, what I'm doing is I'm making you to feel welcome, and Tim Godfrey featuring Travin Green, Nara. Just enjoy the song.
You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Narekele mo. If I had 10,000 tons, it still won't be enough. Narekele mo. Tukuna kwa marele. When you hear you heal completely, I regain the more. Chukuma umbo, it seems endless. I regain the more. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Shall I render to Jehovah? He has done so very much for me. Hey,
kele na re kele mo. Done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, still won't be enough, Jesus. When you hear completely, baby. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me.
You know, he's just saying Nara, but I only be able to pick up the words that he's saying. You have done so much. I don't have much to say. That is what he's saying. And we thank God for that. I mean, I want you now to look back from let's say, from the day that you were born until now. What do you say? You will see that Vela, if it couldn't be God, I couldn't have been here where I am now. You know, sometimes many people they say that happened because I have power to survive. There are those people who are saying that whatever that I have accumulated is because I was able to do it. But now Tavern Green, he just say Tim. He's saying that I thank God. I don't have much to say, but I wanna thank God for what he has done. Alright. Now, if you can listen now, there's a song that is playing in the background saying God of Wonders. God of Wonders by Elijah Oyelindi. God of Wonders. Now, we're going to talk about, under the message that is saying, a comfort zone. You know, there are people who are now currently on what we call a comfort zone. There are people who are on a comfort zone. You are sitting on what we call a comfort zone. Okay, so now what is happening now? What is gonna happen is I'm going to talk about a comfort zone. Move from your comfort zone. Now I want you to reflect, or what I can say, look back of from in the morning until now. You can share with me whatever that you want to share with me tonight. I allow you to share with me whatever that you wanted to share with me, because you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, your favorite radio station. Whatever that it takes for a soul on our daily show that is called Time to Meditate. What a beautiful Saturday, and the time is exactly 25 past 6, which is 18:25 CAT Central African Time. We are celebrating, we are rejoicing, we are worshiping God. We give God the praise because He deserves the praise. We give Him the praise because He deserves your praise. He deserves my praise. He is indeed God of wonders. Just enjoy the song as it's playing, saying, God of wonders, you reign. As I told you, that song is the song by Elijah Oyelende, God of wonders. What a song. Just enjoy the song. Thank you, Father Lord, God of wonders.
Forever.
Raja Uyelindi say, God of wonders, and you reign, and you always reign, because you are the God. Yahweh, we bow down and we worship you. Yahweh, we bow down and we worship you. You're still listening to your favorite radio, By the Grace Radio, a station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, John Mamabolo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. The time is exactly 6:31 CAT Central African Time. What a beautiful Saturday. Wherever that you are, telling me, how was your day? How was your day? I know that maybe some people, they had a conference, somebody went to the wedding, somebody went to the stadium. I have noticed that in South Africa, South Africa was playing with Nigeria. Wherever that you were, how, tell me, how was your day? What is that you have learned? You can share with me tonight. You can share with us this evening. Because God is always God. And he will always remain God. Yes, he will always remain God. Because his name is Jehovah. His name is Jehovah. Now, I know that today it's a Saturday. And some people, they got paid yesterday. Some people, they got paid yesterday. And today they are enjoying the money that they have worked. Now, I just want to tell you that I know that we are left with a few days to Christmas. Now, my good advice that I want to advise you is, as you plan for Christmas, don't forget also to when you plan for Christmas with whatever that you're doing, don't forget to invite God in whatever that you are doing. Now let me ask this question. What do you do if they tell you that it is over with the current post that you're doing? Let's say maybe you are working in a certain company. They tell you today that we no longer have a job for you. What do you do? What will you do? If they decide to say to you that we want to tell you that as from next week, you'll be jobless. What do you do? Now, what do you do if somehow someone, your wife, decide to tell you that I divorce you? What do you do if the bank decide to come and repossess your car or your house, the house that you've already paid for almost 19 years, or the car that you have almost paid for 4 years? What do you do? I know that as I speak, there are those people who are into that situation where they took whatever that you had, and they say to you that we are repossessing your house. They tell you that we are repossessing your house because of 1, 2, 3. But I want to say to you is, don't worry, don't kill yourself, because I know that the way things are, if somebody receives the bad news, they say to the person that the car that you have been paying for 5 years, we decide to take it. And imagine how many years have you paying for that house. But I want to say to you that God of wonders, who's always listening to you, who's always near you, what he wants you just to call him. When you call him, he comes closer. When you call him, he comes closer and he listens. Now, Elijah Oyelinde on his album again, he's saying, "The way you have fathered me, Father, I love you. Jesus, I love you. You've been my father. Remember, God is a father of fatherless. If you don't have a father, I want to tell you tonight, this evening, that God is your father and he will never leave you." Now, Elijah, as he was singing the song, he was saying, "The way you have fathered me." There's a song that is playing in the background. Father, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Because you have become my father. I love you. You know, when you love someone, some people we just say we love a person by just saying. But when you love someone, you act upon that love. When you say you love someone, you act upon that love. It's saying, "It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you, Lord. There is no me without you, Lord. There is no me without you, Lord. I need you more than anything. I need you, Lord, to reach my destiny. You can't reach your destiny if God is not there. I need you more than anything." Let me tell you that I forgot to say, those who are birthday today, I want to say to you, happy birthday. I believe that you have enjoyed your birthday. I believe that you still enjoy your birthday. Those who are driving now as I speak, I want to say to you that drive safely. Don't rush. You will reach where you go. You know, when we were coming back with my wife from one of the shops, we saw people the way they were driving. Okay, we were from Midrand driving. Now we saw the way people they were driving. Some they overtake where there's no need to overtake. It's a barrier line. Don't rush. You will reach where you're going. We'll reach where you're going. You know, don't drink and drive. If you feel that you're tired, just stop and sleep. And you'll reach where you're going. Don't text and drive. Because I realize that there are people who are texting and driving. You can't do two things at once. You only do one thing.
Everybody lift your hands. Cast your burden upon the Lord. Cause he cares about you. Hey, yeah, 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 Lord, yeah. He's caught in your eyes so you can see. He's making you to be like him.
You know, he's making you
your heart so you can love. He's making you to be,
yes,
like him.
Because his name is the Father. He will never leave you. He's making you to be like him. Why are you sitting into that comfort zone? Why you sit into that comfort zone? There's no me without you, Lord. You're listening to your favorite radio, By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I'm broadcasting live in our studio, in our headquarters studio in Midrand Rubber Ridge. We're saying, there's no me without you, Lord. Whatever that it takes for a soul. You're listening to the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. If your heart is broken, I pray that may God restore your heart. May God restore your heart and restore your soul. Because you're listening to that station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I surrender. I surrender to you, Jesus. Makarakasitibis. Yes. Now, we're talking about a comfort zone. You know, it is painful when you are on a comfort zone, and at the end of the day, somebody wants to remove you from that comfort zone. I know as I speak, there are people who have been with company for almost 25 years. Now the company is have decided that they are going to tell you that it is over. Alright? Meaning you have been into that for your whole of your life. Sometimes there are things which are stopping us to reach whatever that we want to reach. There are things that are stopping us to reach where we want to reach because of a comfort zone. The comfort zone will make you not to reach where you're going. Now you're listening to Time to Meditate with your favorite host, Pastor John Mamabolo. It's exactly 6:41 CAT Central African Time. Now, we're reading in the book of John chapter 5, verse number 1. The song that is playing in the background is just saying, take me to a place, the place where you are. The place where you are. And the secret place. Because when you are under his shadow, when you are under his protection, there's nothing that is gonna attack you. Because you are always under his wing. He will always shade you. He will always shade you. Now Elijah Oland is saying, take me to the place where you will be able to guide me. Take me to the place. I know as I speak now, you lost your favorite friends, you lost your favorite mother, you lost people that you love. But I want to say to you that allow God to take you to the place, to hold you by the hand. You say, Daddy, hold me by your hand. You have been a father, the way you have fathered me. Hold me by your hand and take me to the place where you want me to be. Where you want me to be. You can interact with us tonight on 083-289-4658. If you are international, you say +27 +27 +27 83-289-4658. Now, it's gonna be awesome, and it is already awesome. John chapter 5. That's a scripture that we are reading. Scripture that we are reading. You can interact with us at radio@bythegrace.org. That's our email address. You can send us email. Or you can go to Skype. You see BTGM Radio. That's what you can do. We love you and we appreciate you. John chapter 5. I'm going to start from, I think on Thursday. I read until verse number 5. Now, I want us to start from verse number 5. But you can start from verse number 1 to understand what's happening. But in short, to summarize what I want to talk about. The Bible tells us there was a party. Every year, there was a special Jewish festival party. Where Jesus went there to join the party. Like today, people, they went to the party. Some they went to wherever that he went. Alright. Let's just do this as we go to the break to drink some water. And then when we come back, we'll continue. But I just want to go there with this song saying, what is that song? Okay. Alright. Let's just do this. Let's see Emmanuel. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Emmanuel.
me. You are the fourth man in the fire. You're living inside of me. You are the breath of life. You are living inside of me.
Shari, this is where he
Yeah, so what was happening is I'm back from the break. We went for a break to get some cup of coffee, and I believe that you also did the same. I am John Mamabolo doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. And now I went with the song Emmanuel by Elijah, and he was saying that Emmanuel, you are Emmanuel and you are Jehovah, you are God. Remember when Jesus was about to be born, the angel went to Mary. They said, Mary, you will have a son, his name will be Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. God is with us. What a beautiful Saturday, 6:53 CAT Central African Time, www.radio.bythegrace.org, www.radio.bythegrace.org. That is our email address that you can use to interact with us tonight. You can interact with us not only tonight, but every time that you want to interact with us, you say radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. With whatever that you want to say, you can do that. And we are ready to hear you. We are ready to listen to you with whatever that you want to share with us. Alright? We are ready to listen to you and hear you. You just say radio@bythegrace.org, or you say www.radio.bythegrace.org. There's a chat box there. You chat to us, you put your email address, you put your name, you start chatting to us now with whatever that you want to share with us. Maybe you feel lonely, you want to share with us something, you want to send us a prayer that we can pray with you. And we're not going to mention your name. We'll just pray with you. And remember, the name of this show is Time to Meditate. We are meditating. If you want to tell us what made your spirit go down, you are welcome to do that. You can send us WhatsApp on +27832894658. +27, you just made it when you are international. But when you are in South Africa, just say 03289-4658. We are by the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now, here it's saying Consuming Fire, the fire by Jimmy D. Samist. Consuming Fire. He consumes everything that is not supposed to be. Now, in your life, if there are things which are not supposed to be in your life, the consuming fire will consume it. Whatever that is in your way, Jesus, God is a consuming fire, will consume. Yes. Now, there's a song that is playing on the background. I told you that we're meditating on the scripture of John chapter number 5. Then I told you that you can start from verse number 1 when you have time. I'm not going to start from verse number 1. We started from verse number 1, which was day before yesterday. I started from verse number 1. Here I'm just doing the so that you can understand. The Bible tells us that there was a what we call the festival, Jewish, a party for the Jewish. They had it every time they were having the special Jewish festival. Now, the Bible just tells us that Jesus was one of the guests whom they went there to celebrate or to be with them there. Now the Bible tells us that they in Jerusalem, remember the Jewish, they were having their party in Jerusalem. Now there in Jerusalem, there was a pool with the covered porches, which it has five gates. It had five gates. Now the Bible tells us that it had five gates. In other words, it said there were five sheep gates where the sheep were able to enter. Now, it just said to us that now, because Jesus was going to Jerusalem for the party that they were having there, and they were having this party, they were doing this festival party every year, meaning it was their thing that they were doing every year. Now it tells us that in the city there were sheep gate was pulled with five. In other words, there was the pool with what, which had five porches. In other words, the other way it said which had five gates. It was there in Jerusalem, and it was called, in Hebrews they were calling it Bethesda, which in Bethesda, that pool, it was near the sheep gate. Okay, it was near the sheep gate, that pool. And it tells us that Bethesda in Hebrew, but when you interpret that Bethesda, it called the house of mercy. Okay, like there in Bethesda, it was where the house of mercy. All right. Now the Bible tells us that the sick people, many people were there. They were going there for only one reason. Whoever who was going there, they had what we call in their mind, they said that only if I will be able to enter into that pool, when the angel comes, I will be healed. Now, the Bible tells us that there were many sick people were there, lying on the porches beside the pool. Some of them were blind, were paralyzed. Many people, those who were paralyzed were there. Those who were blind were there. Those who were crippled were there. Those who were having the leprosy were there. Those who were having cancer were there. Those who were having high blood were there. Those who were having a kidney failure were there. All sorts of disease, they were there into that Bethesda on the pool. Now, they were going there every day. Some of them, they were already sitting there. It was a place where every time they were sitting there. Whenever some of them, it was a place that they were already there, they were sitting there. Some, they were only going there for a certain time. They knew, they were timing the time where they knew that the angel is going to come. They were waiting. They knew, because they knew that the angel was coming on a certain time just to stir the water. Just to stir the water. It's saying that sometimes an angel of the Lord came down to the pool and shook the water. After this, the first person to enter into the pool was healed from any sickness he had. Now, the angel of the Lord was coming there. There was a certain time that the angel of the Lord was coming. He was only coming on a certain time, but he was going there on a certain time to stir the water. Now, the Bible says whoever who stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had. Immediately when the angel stirred the water, and when you step in with whatever disease that you had, the Bible just tells us that that disease was disappearing. That disease was disappearing. Alright? So now listen to this part. Just imagine there was a man who was there for almost how can we say, almost 38 years being in one place, being in one place for many years. He was there for many years. He was there, and when he was there, in his mind, he went there with the mind that people are having, that only if I will be able to enter inside the water when the angel stayed the water. Now just imagine, for almost 38 years, right? The Bible tells us that for 38 years this man was there. For 38 years he was not going home. That was his place now. That was his place. He was there for almost 38 years. Not 2 years, not 5 years, not 3 months, but the Bible tells us that he was there for almost 38 years. For 38 years being there, he was there waiting for the angel to come and stay the water. But remember, every time this man was there, 365 days, this man there was there waiting for an angel to come. Remember, the angel was only going there for a certain time. He was not going there every time, but there was a certain time that the angel will come. I'm not sure, maybe he was going there every day, but on a certain time. I mean, there was no other way that this man will miss that point, because he's been there 38 years. You know, the problem was, he was on a comfort zone. When you are on a comfort zone, the comfort zone will stop you from achieving what you want to achieve. In other words, when you have a negative mind, the negative mind will stop you from achieving what you want to achieve. Because when you want to achieve something, always the negative mind will come. Every time when you want to grab something, the negative mind will come and tell you that you can't do this. You can't do this. Because this man was there for many, many, many years. For 38 years, full 38 years there, in one place. I mean, there was no other way. I think maybe, because, I mean, how can you, I mean, just imagine, you are in one place for almost 38 years, and you know what time it's a train coming, you know what time the car passes there, you know what time, you know, right, you know. But you know what surprises me is, just imagine being there for almost 38 years in one place. In one place. In one place. Now, because the problem was, for him, he was already on a comfort zone, because he stayed there for almost 38 years. What will the comfort zone do? When you are on a comfort zone, there are things that you will never do because of what we call a comfort zone. You think that that is the only place that you need to be. This man was there for almost 38 years. That was his life. But he's been there for many years. Just imagine that you are somewhere for 38 years. When you come back, you find out that maybe if you left your child at the age of 8 or at the age of 1 year, when you come back, your child is 38 years. So now, sometimes this comfort zone, if you are on a comfort zone, it will disturb you. It will stop many things. Now listen to verse number 6. What did it say? It says, Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been sick for a very long time. So he asked him, "Do you want to be well?" Now remember, there is nothing that Jesus does not know. Jesus knows everything. On many occasions we hide things from people, but we will not hide from God. I know people who are afraid of me as a pastor. They are afraid that I don't want him to see me, that I'm doing this, this and this. But there's something that we are forgetting, that God is always watching us. There's a song that I know, it's saying, from the distance, God is watching us from a distance. I think even Dr. Rebecca Malupi, she once sang this song, that from the distance, God is watching us. He is watching us. He will always watch you. He will always watch you. The Bible says he knew how many heads that we have. You know, even the doctors, our doctors, they don't know how many heads do I have. For them to do that, they must use the whatever to check. But it's difficult. They don't know how many heads I have. But God knows how many heads I have. Now, he knew that this man has been there sick for many years. And he went there and he asked him a simple question. Do you want to be well? The other one, he said, do you want to be healed? That's what the angel is asking. I mean, that is what God, Jesus, is asking the man. Remember, the angel was coming on a certain time, because this man has been on a comfort zone for many years. When you are on a comfort zone for many years, there's nobody who's gonna change. There's nobody who's gonna tell you that we do things in this way, because you are on a comfort zone. You are on a comfort zone. Now, I'm talking about a comfort zone tonight on our show that is called Time to Meditate with myself and I, John Mamabolo, in our favorite radio, By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. You can chat to us on the following number, 03289-4658, 03289-4658, 0732692731. You can do that on WhatsApp, 03289-4658. On Skype, BTGM Radio. You can SMS you the same number, 03289-4658. You can even call us. You can go to our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. Then you chat to us. Or you can send us email, radio@bythegrace.org. Now, what I'm going to do now is, I think, let's go to the break. But I just want to go to the break by the lovely song that is saying, okay. All right. That is saying that, Our Father, that is Don Moon. Just enjoy the song as we are going to drink some water and greet some people. Stay blessed.
our song as it rises to heaven. May your glory fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. See our heart and remove.
Grace Radio. Oh, enda favor man. Nara dwe yabo by the Grace Ministry. Rob didn't I wanna gaina.
We are grab by the Grace Radio number 3. Sure, I guess read Rubber Ridge Extension 2 La Midre 1685.
Nara dwe yabo Rob do the Ministry of Vitamin Chavalina.
By the Grace Radio Station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And go very permanent. Do not need to go nyaga or follow. Can watch the Saturday. I want to nyaga.
Yeah, we're going to reach the phone number. Yeah, 0732692731. We're going to WhatsApp. Yeah, 083-289-4658 www.radio.bythegrace.org. Time to meditate. 6 to 9 p.m. by the grace.
Church will be soon.
Yeah, so we continue. I'm your favorite host, Pastor John Mamawolo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. What a beautiful Saturday. The time is exactly 17 past 7, which is 1917 CAT, Central African Time. 17 past 7 p.m. Central African Time. Listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, talking about what we call a comfort zone. Jesus said to this man, "Do you want to be well?" The man said, listen to what the man said. Jesus is asking him a simple question. You know, being in a comfort zone, if you don't allow God to help you, you will think that where you are, it's a place where you need to be. Now, this man, for almost 38 years, he thought that that's a place that he need to be. Now, the angel was coming there each and every time, but this man did not see the importance of standing and going there. There was no other way that he couldn't enter, because there was a 5 gates where you can enter. Now, because he was on a comfort zone, he was there. But now, the Bible just tells us that Jesus saw him and he knew that this man is being sick for a very long time. Now, it doesn't matter in what sickness are you. Maybe that sickness is troubling you for many years. But I want to tell you, Jesus knew everything. As I speak now, he knows everything about your life. It doesn't matter into that problem, that how many years have you been into that problem. But what I want to say to you now, I want to tell you that Jesus knew that this man is being sick for many years. Just imagine, for many years being sick, being on a comfort zone, you end up being telling yourself that this is my situation. Because when you are on the comfort zone, when people are trying to show you what you need to do, you will say, "I belong here. I've been here for so many years. I've been into this disease for so many years." In other words, you say, "This disease is mine. This problem is my problem." It's not your problem. Just hand it to God. Just say, "Lord, I'm tired of being on a comfort zone. I am tired of being on a comfort zone. I am tired of being on a comfort zone." You know, you are into that comfort zone. But let me tell you, God knows everything. God knows everything. There's nothing that God doesn't know. He knows everything about your life. That's why he tells us, Jesus knew that this man is being sick for so long. For many years, he's been sick. Now, listen to this on Hebrews chapter 4:30. I want to show you that it says, "Nothing in all the world can be hidden from God. He can clearly see all things. Everything is open before him. And to him we explain the way we live." Nothing that is hidden from God. You know, as I told you, that sometimes we hide things from God, saying that I don't want God to see. But there's nothing that I can hide from God. He knows everything about you. He knows everything about your life. He knows everything about your life. He knows everything. Nothing that you can hide. You can hide things from me. You can hide things from the pastor. But you can't hide from God. How many people that you know, every time they said, "We are living a Christian life," but they are staying with the ladies, they are staying with the girlfriends and boyfriends, and they think that because the pastor does not know, it is well. But let me tell you, you can't hide from God. God knows everything. He knows everything about your future. The song that is playing in the background is by Ada saying, "Only you, Jesus. Only you, Jesus, who can change my situation. There's no one who can change your situation. It is only Jesus who can change your situation." Now, what I'm going to do now is, let's just play the song as we go to the break.
What can't you do, Jesus?
You can dance this song as you back and forward, back and forward. In other words, I'm teaching you the step back and forward. What can you just listen back and forward? All right, let's go. Jesus, what can you do? Yeah, you are able. God is able. Jesus is able. He can change everything. Back and forward. Let's go.
Let's just say you are able.
Of a universe, what can you do, Jesus? What can you do? The creator of everything. Yeah, let's go. One step back, forward, back, forward, back, forward. I mean, if you don't know how to do this step, you can't do like that. You do what I'm telling you. It is awesome. Time to meditate. With me, myself, John Mamawolo. It is hot, and we thank God. It's hot in the studio as we go back and forward. We meditate. Time to meditate. What a lovely show. Time to meditate.
Yeah!
There's nothing that you cannot change. There's nothing that you cannot do. He can do everything. It doesn't matter now into what situation are you, but let me tell you, he's able to do everything. When you put your trust in him, he's able to do everything. He's able. He is able. Nothing. He will change everything. Nothing is impossible with him. He can. There's nothing that he cannot change. Yeah, he's able. His name is Jehovah. That's why David G say, "My trust is in you, Lord. My trust is in you, Lord." Yes. You're listening to your favorite radio, By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Searching for a soul. We are searching for a soul. Only one soul. That's what we are searching. We're searching for one soul. We're searching for one soul. And you are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. My trust is in you, Lord. You know, people are trusting into many things, but he's saying, my trust is in you, Lord. I put my trust in you, Lord. Why are you into that comfort zone? This man has been there for 38 years. There was nothing that was stopping him to enter, because there were 5 porches. Like there were 5 doors. You know, the pool is having like 5 gates where you must enter. It's a pool. Like those who are at a pool. Each and every pool that you see, where people are swimming, they put a place where you can use that to enter into the water. Now into that pool also it was like that. But for 38 years this man was there. And according to him, he's saying that when Jesus saw him, he said to him, do you want to be well? That's the question. Because Jesus knew that this man has been into this for quite many years. 38 years is too much. 38 years is too much. But he's been there. Now, listen to the sick man answering. Now, he's answering. Now, he's saying this. He's saying, listen to what he's saying. He's saying, the sick man answered, say, there is no one to help me to get into the water when it started moving. I try to be the first one into the water, but when I try, someone else always goes in before I can. Now, Jesus is asking him a simple question. Do you want to get well? Instead of saying, yes, I want to be well, or no, he's saying, say, there is no one to help me to get into the water when it starts moving. There is no one who will help me to get into water when it starts moving. Because when I try to get myself, when I try to get first, already someone is already there. before me. Now, the problem is when you are on a comfort zone, when people trying to advise you that stand up and walk, you saying that there's no one. I know there are people who are not working now, they are jobless. Now, most of the time you find that you are told that wake up and go to a marketplace. Now you are saying that no, I don't have a man. As I speak now, because you are on the comfort zone, some maybe you are relying to the money that your mother is giving you. You are relying to the money that your father is giving you. Now, in other words, you are saying that I don't have a person who can. Jesus asking him, the man said, I don't have a person. Simple question. Jesus is asking him, do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healed? Now, he's saying, say, when I want to enter, there's no one who can help me. When I'm trying to enter, somebody enter before me. Now, there are people whom we are telling them that go and submit your CV. The person will say, when I'm trying to go there, somebody is already there. Because the reason being is you are in a comfort zone. Now, the man answered, he said, there is no one, say, who want to help me to get into the water. When it start moving, I try to be the first one into the water. But when I try, someone else always goes in before I can. Now, someone goes before me. When I try to jump and enter, somebody is already there. Remember, the only person who was going ahead to get healing was the person who entered the first time when the water started moving. That person is the one who was going to get healed. But this man is saying, for these 38 years, there was no one who was able to help me. Because every time when I want to enter, somebody is already there in the water. Being in a comfort zone, it sometimes disturbs you to achieve what you want to achieve. He's saying, when I'm trying to step down, some people are stepped down before me. When I'm trying to enter in, somebody is already there before I can even enter. Many people, they have excuses. How many people that you know, even your friends, you're saying to them that I want to help you do this. He's saying to you that, because a person is on the comfort zone. A person is into a comfort zone. Now let's just do this. We are going to drink water, but I just want to play the song by the late James Nair. Just enjoy this song. It's saying that, okay, before we do that, let's play the song, two songs that talks about Lady Drink. Then when we come back, we're going to continue with our show. We're just going to drink water and we come back.
Sing out. The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your glory, God. Oh, God, we want to see your glory. You want to see his glory? Lift your voices. Lift your hands. We want to see your glory, God. Oh, send down your power. Oh, God, send your glory. We want to see you move in our generations, oh, God.
Open the floodgate of heaven, let it rain. Open the floodgate of heaven, let it rain. You're listening to your favorite radio station, By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul, whatever that it takes for a soul, with me, John Mamawolo, as we're talking about a comfort zone. Now, the Bible just tells us where we read it, saying, the sick man answered, say, there is no one to help me get into the water. When it is time, when it starts moving, I try to be the first one into the water, but when I try, someone else always get in before me, before I can. So, I don't know, maybe you have your friend who is not working, you tried everything, he's telling you that I can't. The problem is the person is on a comfort zone. Being in a comfort zone is a problem, because sometimes we depend on someone and we forget that that person is gonna die. There are people that I know that they are depending on their parents, believing that their parents will even support me. Even when a person is old, he's having a wife, he still depend on the parents for money. Now that person is in what we call the comfort zone. So we need to deal with that mentality of being on a comfort zone, so that the person can stand up and go and market. Because the Bible tells us clearly that when Jesus asked the man, what can I do for you? He said, do you want to get well? The man said, I don't have a man. I don't have anyone. Now he came with the excuses. He gave God, Jesus, some excuses. Some excuses. Okay, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. It says, you know that in a race all the runners run, but only one runner gets the prize. So run like that, run to win. That's what I'm saying. In a race, this, you know that in the race all the runners run, but only one run gets the prize. So run like that, run to win. So you need to run to win. When you leave from the comfort zone, when you step out into a comfort zone, now what will happen is you will start seeing the results, because you moved from the comfort zone. You moved from the comfort zone. All right. Let's jump. We go to verse number 8. You'll hear what Jesus said. Jesus said, then Jesus said, stand up, pick up your mat and walk. That's what Jesus is saying to him. In other words, he's removing the man from the comfort zone. Now, for you to be able to move from the comfort zone, you need somebody to hold you by the hand and take you to a place. You need somebody who can hold you by your hands and take you to a place. Now, after the man explained whatever that he had explained to him, he have explained everything. He have explained whatever that he wanted to explain, that I don't have a person. Now Jesus uttered only few words. He said, stand up, pick up your mat and go. He only uttered three words. He said, stand up, pick up your mat and walk. Three words. Stand up. Three sentences, in other words, you can say this through. He said, stand up, pick up your mat and walk. You first thing what you do, you stand up. The second thing what you do is you pick up your mat. And the third thing that you do is and you walk. That's what you do. First thing what you do is stand up, pick up your mat and walk. That's what we need to do. Pick up your mat and go. For you to leave from that comfort zone, you need to pick up your mat and go. That place is not good for you. That comfort zone is not good for you. Just pick up your mat and go. Jesus said, stand up, pick up your mat and walk. Pick up your mat and walk. Now, let me play this song. Just listen to this song by Jimmy Swaggart. Just enjoy. Mercy rewrote my life.
For years I traveled a road all wrong. My heart, oh, had lost every joy, oh, every song. Then grace placed me right where I belong. Mercy rewrote my
have fallen, my soul, oh, cast down. But mercy rewrote my mistakes were turned into miracles. Every tear was turned into joy. My sins forgiven, a new name was written. Thank God, when mercy rewrote my life. Help me sing a song now. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul cast weight, but mercy rewrote my life. One more time. I could have fallen, my soul.
That is Jimmy Swaggart. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. I mean, you could have fallen, but mercy rewrote my life. You're listening to your favorite radio, By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul, with me, myself, and I, John Mamabolo, on a show that is called Time to Meditate. The time is exactly 1951 CAT, Central African Time, or we can say some it is 1047 MST, but it is 1952 CAT, which is Central African Time. You are still with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. You can interact with us on 03289-4658. If you are in South Africa, you just see 03289-4658. If you are international, you start by +27 0083 289-4052. Okay, let me start. It's 03289-4652. Then what you do is you interact with us. Okay? Now it is exactly 10:52 Mountain Time in South Africa. It is 19:52 CAT Central African Time. It is awesome and it will be awesome. Mercy rewrote my life. Just listen to this song. Help me to see.
Mercy rewrote my life.
wherever you are, you can sing.
Lord, my
I could have fallen and cast away, but
mercy rewrote my life.
That's Jimmy Swaggart. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen. My soul cast away, but mercy rewrote my life. Radio@bythegrace.org. Radio@bythegrace.org. All right, let's continue. He was on the comfort zone. Jesus said to him, he said to him, stand up, pick up your mat and walk. Stand up and pick up your mat and walk. Stand up and pick up your mat and walk. Three things that he said. Stand up, pick up your mat and walk. Stand up and pick up your mat and walk. Spirit. Yes. Spirit. Spirit. And spirit. Yes. Let your living water over my soul. Yes. Now, listen to what it said. Immediately, the man was well. He picked up his mat and started walking. That the day all this happened was a Sabbath day. Immediately, the man was well. He picked up his mat and started walking. The day all this happened was a Sabbath day. Now, afterward, Jesus said to him that, stand up, take your mat, and go. Immediately, the man stand up and took his mat and walked. That day was a Sabbath day. Now, he left from his comfort zone. He left from his comfort zone. He is being in comfort zone for 38 years. But Jesus said to him, stand up and walk. Stand up and walk. Stand up and take your bed and go. Stand up and take your mat and go. You are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. You can interact with us on the numbers that I gave you. The song that is playing on the background again is the song by Jimmy Swaggart saying, let the living waters flow. Let the living waters flow. Yes, let the living waters flow in your heart, so that you can stand up from that comfort zone. So that you can stand up from that comfort zone. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Talk to the Father. Talk to the Father. Father, 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 Father. He moved from his comfort zone. The man, they said it was on a Sabbath day when the man stood up. When the man stood up and started to walk, it was on a Sabbath day when he left his comfort zone. Now, it is exactly 2000. I'm going to sign off. But before we do that, I want to, as I told you, that we are talking about move from your comfort zone. Move from your comfort zone. Move from your comfort zone. Jesus, after he said to him, stand up and take your bed and go. Stand up and take your bed and go. Now, what we're gonna do is, I will be. Before we do that, let's go to verse number 12. They ask him, "Who is the man who told you to pick up your mat and walk?" But the man who had been healed did not know who it was. There were many people there, and Jesus had left. Later, Jesus found the man at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well now, but stop singing, or something worse may happen to you." Or something worse may happen to you. Something worse may happen to you. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo, on a time exactly 20:01 CAT Central African Time. You can interact with me tonight in our studio on 0328946 58. Let me just welcome each and everyone who have just tuned in now at exactly 20:01. I'm saying to you, I welcome you to your favorite radio, By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We were talking about, under the title, comfort zone. Leave from your comfort zone. Come out of that comfort zone. On our chapter we read, John chapter 5 verse number 1. And we were in verse number 14. We read number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Today we started from verse number 5, because on Thursday we end up at ended number 5. We started from that verse number 5. Now we are in verse number 14. Talking about a comfort zone. Move from that comfort zone. As I was telling you, that you can interact with us tonight in a studio, 0832894658 plus 27008328946 58 to our international listener. Or what you can do is you can send us email on at radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. Now let me just do this. Let me just go to the break. When we come back, we'll continue. But I just want to go there with the song that is saying, "I give you my heart." Just enjoy the song.
I desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart. No.
Michael W. Smith saying, Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. Have your way in my heart. In other words, when you do that, believe in me, he will help you to move from that comfort zone. He will help you to move from that comfort zone. Because he have just helped the man who have been there for almost 38 years into that situation. Now he said to the man, take your mat. He says, stand up, take your mat and go. Three things that he said. And the man immediately stood up. But before, when Jesus asked him, what can I do for you? The man said, I don't have a man who can help me. When you are on a comfort zone, when people they try to tell you that you need to do this, you will say to them, I don't have a man. I don't have somebody who can help me. Because the man said, I don't have a man. I don't have someone who can pick me and drop me when the water is start moving. But he said, immediately when I try, somebody is already there. There are people who are giving excuses and they said, I don't have someone who can help me. Now Jesus knew that this man has been there for many days and he was sick. Now, when remember when we go to the song, we went to the break, I read verse number 14 where he said, later Jesus found the man at the temple and he said to him, see, you are well now, but stop singing or something worse may happen to you. What I want to tell you is, after he was moved from the comfort zone, Jesus wanted to tell him that you must not go back to that comfort zone. You must not go back to that situation that you were before. It is time to move on. In other words, you move on now. You don't stop. You don't go back to where you were. How many people that you know that they were on a comfort zone and then they went out of comfort zone and they decided to go back to that comfort zone? How many people that you know? How many people that you know? Now Jesus said to him, don't sin no more. Because when you sin, something bad may happen to you. You are listening to your favorite radio, By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. As I told you that you are welcome to interact with me tonight in our studio, +27 03 289 4658, +27 03 289 4658. If you are international, South Africa, you can just say 03 289 4658, then you start to interact with me tonight of whatever that you want to know, with whatever that you want to share with me. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can go to Skype, you say BTGM Radio. That's what you can do. BTGM Radio. BTGM Radio. Then you interact with us. We are By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. Move from that comfort zone. Move from that comfort zone. Move from that comfort zone. The song that is playing on the background is sung by Don Moon saying, here I cry, we need your grace, we need your presence today, here we stand here, we are praying, we stand here, we are praying. Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That is a prayer. That is a prayer. Okay. Alright, 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 alright. Let's go. Number 15. Then the man left and went back to the Jewish who questioned him. He told them that Jesus was the one who made him well. Now he realized that was Jesus who helped me to stand up and take my bed and go. He just told me to stand up and go. Now, how many people that we know that they are on this what we call a comfort zone? They are there when you try to tell them that let's go to a marketplace, let's go. They tell you that I there's no one who can help me. I mean, when I'm trying to go, I go, but they don't take me. Now, don't be on a comfort zone. You must not be on a comfort zone. You must not be on the comfort zone. Now listen to number 16 as we will be saying sharp sharp. Jesus was doing all this on the Sabbath day. So the Jews began trying to make him stop. But he said to them, "My Father never stopped working, and so I work too." My Father never stopped working. Many people, they will stop you as you're doing whatever that you're doing. They will give you the excuse. They will tell you that nobody has ever done this. They will say to you that nobody has ever achieved this. There are those people in life that we know that they will tell you that there's no one who have ever done that. But here people were trying to stop Jesus, saying to him, "You can't do that on a Sabbath." But he said, "My Father did never stop doing this." Now, as you are listening to us, as you're listening to me, I want to tell you that we will never stop doing the work of God. Now, people, they will tell you many things and say to you that you must stop doing this. You must tell them that I will never stop until I get what I want. I will never stop. I will continue doing whatever that I'm doing. I'm talking about people that will discourage you when you are waking up in the morning to go and marketplace. When you go to work, they will tell you that how many times you're trying to do this is not working. It's better we try and go and rob the bank. But I want to tell them that I will never stop marketing until I get the job. Until I get the job. Now, I just want to... Alright, I think it's better we go and grab some coffee. And when we come back, we will continue. Remember, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. So now, let's just say the song by Tech Friendly, that my life is in your hand. Just enjoy this song.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is in His hands. Listen.
Don't you be afraid. And don't you be afraid. cometh in the morning.
Joy comes in the morning.
Troubles, they don't last always.
Troubles, they don't last always.
Ah, but there's a good
nation.
Lord,
there's a friend in Jesus.
Who will wipe every
tear? Who will wipe your tears away?
And if your heart is broken.
And if your heart is broken.
Just lift those hands and
sing. Just lift your hands.
Come on, sing it with me. I know I can.
Oh, I know that I can.
Bless your name, Jesus. I know.
I know that I can.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
My life.
My life is in
you. Oh, hallelujah. With Jesus, I can take it.
With Jesus, I can take
it. I really love you, Jesus. With Him.
With Him, I know.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Hallelujah.
My life is in your hands.
Listen.
Sometimes your tests and trials,
they seem to get you down.
They seem to get you down.
And all your friends and loved ones.
And all your friends and loved ones.
They're nowhere to be found.
I know where to
remember, 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 there is a
friend.
Oh, I love him, I love him.
Who will wipe your tears away?
I know he will. And if
your heart is broken,
this is all you have to do.
Just lift your hands.
Oh, come on and sing with me. Say it, come on.
Oh, I know that I can.
Don't you give up. I know.
I know that I.
Hang on, joy is coming, I know it.
No matter what may come my way.
Jesus, my life.
My life is in you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. With Him, I know I can take it.
Jesus, I can take it.
With Him, I know.
With Him, I know.
I feel like having some church in here. No matter
no
what.
No matter what.
Yeah. Jesus, my life is in.
My life.
Every person that's going through, lift your hands and say it with me. I know I can.
I know that I can make it.
I got a witness in here somewhere. I know.
I know that I can.
Hallelujah. No matter what may come my way.
No matter what.
Hallelujah.
May come my way.
Jesus, my life is in.
My life is in.
Oh, I love you so much, Jesus. With you, I know I can.
Jesus, I can.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
No matter what
will come my way. No
matter what may come my way.
Hallelujah.
My life is in.
Hallelujah. Come on and say it with me. I know.
I know that I can make it.
I know you can make it. I know you can.
I know that I.
No matter what may come.
That is Kirk Friendly saying, my life is in your hands. My life is in your hands, and I know I can make it. I know I can make it when my life is in God's hand. When your life is in God's hand, believe in me, you will make it. When your life is in God's hand, you will make it. But I want to tell you tonight that put your life in God's hand. Put your life in God's hand. He's just saying that joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. It just reminded me of the show that we are having on our radio that is called Weeping May Last for a Night, but Joy Comes in the Morning. That show, it starts at 6 o'clock a.m. which is CET Central African Time until 9 o'clock a.m. in the morning. That show is done by Pastor Patrick Mundebele all the way from Patriotive. Now this song, it just reminded me of that show, saying that we may last for night, but joy comes in the morning, and my life is in your hand. My life is in your hand. Remember, we're talking about move from comfort zone. Move from comfort zone. This man that we are talking about tonight, he's been there for many years, with 38 years, but until Jesus said to him, what can I do for you? He came with the reasons. And here we just told that people, after Jesus told him to stand up, it was on the Sabbath. Now the Jewish, they went to him, they wanted to stop him from doing what he was doing. He told them that, my Father never stops working, and so I will work too. I will never stop working. Let's go to verse number 18. And we'll continue after that. I'll tell you where we're going. This may make them try harder to kill him, they said. First thing, man was breaking the law about the Sabbath day. Then he said that God is his Father. He's making himself equal with God. That's what they did. So remember, Jesus helped this man to live from his comfort zone. The only person who can help you to recover, to get what you want, is when you allow God to take you by the hand. Allow God to take you by the hand and take you. You allow him to take you where you want him to take. Alright, let's just play this songs that say, take me to the place. Take me to the place. This song is by Elijah Oyelende. Show me, it's saying, show us your glory. And the song is saying, take me to the place that is good for me. Just enjoy the song. We love you and we appreciate your listening. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, Pastor John Mamaulo. I do the show that is called Time to Meditate, as we meditate with the song, but saying, take me to the places, Rock of Ages.
Let me hide myself in thee. You are my shield. You are my covering. You are my stability. My foundation. You are my shield. You are my. My stability.
Elijah Oyelende saying, take me to a place, lead me to the rock, lead me to a place. In other words, he's saying that, take me by your hand. As you take me by your hand, you are going with me as you take me to a place where you know that is good for me. You take me to a place where you know that I'm going to be covered. Now tonight I want to say to you that as you move from that comfort zone, move with the Lord, allow God to carry you and take you to the place where it is good, a secret place where he will shield you, a secret place where he will be able to show you what you must do. Now, remember, you're still listening to your favorite radio, By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul, with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamawolo. I'm doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. It starts at 600, which is at 1800 CAT, Central African Time, until 2100 Central African Time. Now, to some people, it is Mountain Standard Time. It is exactly 11:29 Mountain Standard Time. For us here, it is a CAT, which is Central African Time. You can interact with us tonight in the following number: 03289-4658. That is our studio number. Is our WhatsApp number. You can use to chat to us. The song that is playing in the background is this song by the same artist, Elijah Oyelende, saying that, I feel your power, I feel loved, I feel your presence, I feel your power is the way that you fathered me. Thank you, Lord, for fathering me. That's what he's saying. This is the way that you have fathered me. You can interact with us on radio@bythegrace.org, radio@bythegrace.org, or you can go to our website. You just say www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you select what we call chat to us. Then you start chatting to me tonight with whatever that you want to know. What a beautiful Saturday. I know some people, they are tired, they are from parties, some they are from the stadium, some they are from church, some they are from the wedding, some they are from funeral, some they are from all over, from work, all over. I want to say to you that keep on enjoying this show, keep on enjoying the wonderful studio that is called By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We're talking about moving from the comfort zone, where we read in the book of John chapter number 5, where we're talking about the man who has been lying there for 38 years. He's saying his excuse was, I don't have a man who can help me. I don't have a man who can help me. That is what he's saying. That is what he was saying. Now Jesus said to him, stand up, take your mat, and go. You've been into that comfort zone. Now it is time that you stand up, you take your mat, you go. It is time you stand up, you take your CV, and you go. It is time that you stand up, you take your books, and go. I know that there are people who are writing exam. Writing, it, believe in me, is not easy. Studying is not easy. Studying is not easy. But now, it tells us that Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Father, I love you. You have been fathered me. You have been fathering me. I wanna testify. Now, the time is it running faster, so that we gonna just say sharp. We just left with few minutes. We just left with 28 minutes to go. With these 28 minutes, I just want to give it to you. If you want to interact with me, I'm ready to hear you. If you want to interact with me. Now, let's just play this song that is playing in the background. It's saying that it is all about you. It is all about you, Lord. Just enjoy the song by Elijah Oyelende. Show us your glory. I love you. Continue to enjoy. Thank you very much. And we're just going to the break. We're going to drink water. When we come back, we continue.
I love you. Anybody love the Lord, say I will.
There is no me without you. That is Elijah Uyelende. Show us your glory. You're still listening to your favorite radio, By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate, as we're talking about move from the comfort zone. This man that we talked about, that we are talking about, is a man who is being lying at the bed at the place Bethesda for 38 years. Now Jesus saw him, asked him, "What can I do for you?" The man said, "I don't have a man who can help me." Now I just want to say to you tonight that move from that comfort zone. Move from that comfort zone. Move from that comfort zone. I mean, you have been into that comfort zone for long, and you don't want to move from there. People, they're telling you that we know there's a place where you can go and submit your CV. You are saying to them that, "No, I'm fine here. I'm fine if I'm not working." But I want to tell you that move from that comfort zone. Let us move out of that comfort zone. And because this man has been there for 38 years in a bed, he could not do anything. He was always there until Jesus said to him, "Stand up and take your mat and go." He said three things. Stand up. The first thing is stand up. In other words, is there's nothing that you can get if you don't stand up. You know, we want money that we think that there's a money that will come as we are sitting. There's no other way that the money can come while you just sitting. What you need to do is you just stand up, you take your mat, and you go. There are people who are expecting a miracle money. They want to receive a miracle money. There's no other way that you can receive a miracle money. Just stand up, take your bed, and go. Stand up and prepare yourself and go to your marketplace. You know, I like the word that Paul said, that those who don't want to work, they must not eat. If you don't want to work, you must not eat. People, they don't want to work, but they want to eat. They are the first people wanted to eat. They are the first people who wanted to eat. They are the first people. Now, I just want to tell you this, that stand up from that comfort zone and go and work. Stand up from that bed and go and work. Because people who don't want to work, they end up being doing a lot of things. They waiting for miracle money. They always waiting for miracle money. Where will the money come from if you don't go and work? Stand up from that and go and work. Now, I just want you to listen to this song. And after this song, when I come back, we're going to do some wrap up. And I'm going to say sharp, sharp. Now, this song is by... it's saying that God of Wonder. God of Wonders by Elijah Uyelende again. Meaning today we've been playing Elijah all the way. Listen to this one. God of Wonders. Just enjoy. Listen to it very carefully. There's a message into this song that God is God of wonders.
Yahweh,
Yes, yes, raise your voice and give him the praise, because he is God of wonders. Wherever you are, raise your voice and thank him, because he is God of wonders. His name is Jehovah. His name is a miracle God. He won't leave you alone. He won't leave you alone. God of wonders. God of wonders. We worship you, Jehovah. We worship you, Master God. We worship you. We worship you.
We are still meditating. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. Yes.
The time is exactly 9:09. We just left with 9 minutes to sign off. What a wonderful show. What a wonderful day. What a beautiful Saturday. We thank God for what he has done. He has done so much. That is Team Godfrey Nara. He has done so much. He has done so much. Yahweh. Yeah. What shall I render? Yes, he has done very much for me. He has done so much for me. He has done so much to you. His name is Jehovah. His name is Jehovah. We are about to sign off. Enjoy this song. Yeah, really. Just enjoy.
One more time. Jump, church. Hey. to Jehovah.
Yeah, that was Timmy Godfrey. Timmy Godfrey saying Nara. What a beautiful Saturday. We just left with 5 minutes for me to say sharp sharp. Now, we were speaking about comfort zone, moving from a comfort zone where we spoke about a man who was lying at the bed for almost 38 years. But when Jesus said to him that, do you want to get well? The man gave God, Jesus, some reasons. Until Jesus said to him, take your bed and go. Now, I just want to say this word that wherever you are not working. What you need to do is just stand up and go to marketplace. Remember, people, they say, "Kaspe di baro homu, hotsoswa e itsoswa." Like the person who is getting helped is a person who shows that he need help. Now, that's why I gave you guys paid over home to say it to say. Now, God will only help you if you are willing that He should help you. He's not forcing a person, He won't force you that I want to help you. So, when you say to Him that, the Lord, I ask you to help me, He will help you. If you say, Father, I ask you to carry me by your hands and take me to where you want to take me, He will do that. He will take you and take you to the place that you need to go. He can't force you. He can't say, I'm going to force you to take it. No, no, no. He gave us opportunity to choose. That is why He gave, when He created a person, He gave a person to choose. That's why He gave you mind that you must think what you want. He's not forcing anybody. Now, if you say, Lord, I allow you to hold me by your hands and take me where you wanna take me, then you can do that. Because God is the God who will always hear you. If you say, Lord, take me by the hand and take me where you wanna take me, He will take you. What a wonderful show. I want to thank you. I just want to say to you, as I'm signing off, keep on tuning in, and may God continue to bless you. May God continue to increase where you have used your data. May God increase your data so that you can continue listening to the station. What I want to say to you is, you can just refer to your friend. You can send your friend the link, refer them, tell them that they must tune in, they must listen to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. That's what you should do. It is awesome. It have been awesome indeed. I'm signing off. I want to say to you, sharp sharp, let's meet tomorrow, same time, same place, same radio station, same show, time to meditate. Tomorrow in the morning, at before you go to church, at 6 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock, we'll have a show. There is a show that is going to run that is called Stringles, and that is called Joy Comes in the Morning, from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock early in the morning, CAT Central African Time, by Pastor Patrick Mundebele. There's another one, the show is running from 9 o'clock until 12 o'clock by KK Malaji, Pastor KK Malaji. It's called Different Colors, One People. The other show is from 12 o'clock until 3 o'clock by Pastor Miss N.B. Mamabolo, Who Need a Doctor. The other show is by the young man, comedian, finest Limpopo, Kokecho, KK Mwabelo, Mukanzi. He's doing that show from 3 o'clock until 1800. Now, I myself am doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. The one that KK is doing is called String Heels and Talk. Now I'm doing this show that is called Time to Meditate. And I thank you. May God continue to bless you and restore your heart. I love you. Bye-bye. Cheers. Stay blessed.